Hi, I'm David Fetter, Executive Editor Technical for Prepared Foods Media, and welcome to an exclusive podcast, Chia Oil, Essential Little Seed, Big Potential in Nutritional Lipids, hosted by Venexia. Chia, Salvia hispanica, is one of the most powerful nutritional seeds cultivated. It's rich in protein, vitamins, minerals, and especially a nutrient-rich oil. Our guest today is Dr. Wendy Bazilian. She's a doctor of public health, registered dietitian, an award-winning journalist and author, and an expert in communications and strategy and consulting for startups, established food and commodity concerns, and other industry. She also serves as the nutrition strategy and communications advisor and consultant to Benexia, the world's leading chia ingredient and product makers. Dr. Bazilian is going to give us an in-depth look at this incredible little seed and the rich, golden, healthful oil that it brings to the table. Welcome, Dr. Bazilian.
Oh, well, thank you, David. I'm so excited to talk about one of my favorite products that has big potential, and that is chia, chia oil in specific. And we're going to be talking about why it's so phenomenal. It is number one, the most abundant source of omega-3 fatty acids in nature. It's a plant source. It's grown with sustainable agriculture that we'll probably dive into together today. And it combines both nutritional benefit that is unparalleled as an opportunity, but it is also highly stable. So it has a high opportunity. It has a high smoke point, and it's something that in food processing is an advantage when we're seeking both nutrition, like the better for you, but also functionality.
So how long have we known about these benefits of chia?
Well, it's got a long history, and that's one of the fun things I love is sort of food history. And when modern science shows what I say, Mother Nature knows, you know, it dates back thousands of years. The chia seed was a major source of sustenance, and it was prized both for its nutritional sort of prowess, but also for its sort of value back in the day. They are tiny powerhouses, and they date back to 3500 BC as an edible food. They were a primary crop in central Mexico between 1500 and 900 BCE, and they were sort of consumed in a variety of ways and carried. They're so small and so nutrient packed. We're talking about chia oil in specific today, but the chia seed, which is an abundant source of omega-3 fats, but as we'll talk about, but it's a source of this high potency oil, also has protein and fiber along with it. So it was sort of packed in the sacks of travelers back in the historic day. It was consumed as a beverage when added to water. It was ground into flours, and it was also combined with another ancient grain like amaranth, made into porridges and today's equivalent of bread. And its benefits were even well known then. So experiential science has caught up with sort of experimental science today.
Well, then, you know, we're talking about the oil today, so let's jump right into that lipid factor. It looks as if today that chia oil is being offered as a new health food industry, healthy oil alternative, kind of similar to what avocado oil was when it was first introduced. So what is driving the rapidly growing interest in chia oil?
Well, I think it's a few different components. Aren't all great things in life, but it's now available as a, you know, in our interest in sort of the better for you category and getting more nutrition value into our foods. It's not only available, but it sort of ticks all the boxes. It's got high nutrition. It's produced sustainably, which I know we'll talk about as well. As we're looking to bump up the nutrition, but still have a functional and stable ingredient in a healthy fat, it's got all of those things, all of those properties. And as I mentioned before, it's the richest source of this plant omega-3 oil, which is alpha-linolenic acid. In fact, 60% of the oil in chia is this ALA or alpha-linolenic acid. And it really is the only essential omega-3 fatty acid. So we hear about the omega-3 fats. ALA is the one that's been deemed the essential omega-3. It has its own specific benefits to health that are different from the EPA and DHA, the marine sources, but also ones that combine with those as well. And we require in our bodies all three types of these. It's interesting. We'll talk about, you know, sort of how it's made. But at Benexia, it's a cold pressed oil. It concentrates the valuable nutrients of the seed, and it retains a lot of the antioxidants and those phytonutrients that we're all sort of scrambling after, I guess, these days.
So in addition to the phytonutrients and antioxidants, are there other bioactive components of chia oil?
Yeah, well, really what's been explored in sort of the modern scientific, through the modern scientific lens, I should say, and modern methods is the variety of plant chemicals. So phytochemicals, plant chemicals or plant nutrients are compounds that include many that have antioxidant properties, but there are a number of polyphenols like caffeic acid and pea cumaric acid and different phytosterols, which are players in helping with the heart health picture, reducing serum cholesterol. Also has tocopherols like the vitamin E precursors and vitamin E source as well. They all contribute to these antioxidant properties, and they guarantee a real high antioxidant capacity that not only help translate to health benefits, but play an important role again in that stability in sort of reducing or preventing oxidative breakdown.
So basically keeps it from becoming rancid.
Yes, exactly.
So the naturally high oxidative stability, unusually, it also accompanies a high resistance to heat, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is somewhat surprising. And it's been a little bit of learning even for me in this area, because what's sort of fascinating is sort of saturated fats, typically the ones, you know, that we know of, tend to have the higher smoke points. Among the plant oils, there's always this thought that there's going to be oxidative instability because they're polyunsaturated, different kinds of fats that break down easier, so therefore are thought to have a lower smoke point. Chia actually has a high smoke point, one of the highest among the plant oils. It has really high omega-3s, and typically you would think, well, that would promote oxidation, you know, it would break down faster, but it's been shown that it actually has quite a high smoke point, 420 degrees Fahrenheit to about 210, 216 Celsius, and it is stable.
That's in its unrefined form?
In its unrefined forms, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's important too, because in its unrefined but pure form, it still retains some of those phytonutrients, the antioxidants and so forth, which, you know, so we think of them for our health, but what really happens is it's playing a role. It's playing a role in helping the smoke point out. So it's actually helping resist the oxidation for the oil when it's applied to heat, like frying. There's been a whole bunch of different heat treatments applied to the chia oil, frying, ultra high temp pasteurization, baking in a conventional oven, and it stands the test of stability in those arenas.
Okay. So what other stability aspects does it have when it comes to conditions that you find in processing foods and food products?
Yeah, well, you had mentioned, you know, sort of in its unrefined form. And I think there's sort of like the new generation. It's just sort of evolving science, really. But that typically it was thought that refined oils had a higher smoke point because they were, you know, removed some of the, quote, impurities and brought up the smoke point. But that's not really played out quite like scientists used to think. I mean, this is just evolving science. So many cooking oils that were typically and traditionally touted for their high smoke points, like safflower and soybean and corn and sunflower, actually have lower oxidative stability than we once thought. And some of the unrefined, and in particular chia oil, it's delicate, but it's stable, which is sort of an interesting phenomenon. So in its unrefined form, it's the pure form is oxidatively stable and has that high smoke point that I mentioned before.
So is there anything specific in the manufacturing of chia oil that contributes to this unusual characteristic?
Well, yes. You know, any oil is a reflection of the seed it starts with, first and foremost, from the soil to the end product. And Benexia is involved in every single step of the way. Benexia chia oil is produced, of course, in a GFSI, FDA foreign manufacturing approved facility. It's extracted with technology that's been especially adapted for the chia seed to preserve all the liposoluble nutrients, the bioactive components that we talked about today, and it applies a unique filtering system that is completely natural and free of solvents and dilutants, as we talked about as well. The seeds are as fresh as possible. That's super key when they're processed, they're low in moisture, free from microbiological issues. And then they're cold pressed, which comes out to that 99.97% purity, which is a minimum in weight to ensure that there's no turbidity. It's just clean, pure oil. The temperature is kept at low levels throughout the entire process to help preserve those bioactives. And there's no chemical solvents or diluents added. It's all ultimately to safeguard the seed's nutritional characteristics and ensure the low acidity and peroxide levels. So David, there are two main points here that I love to emphasize all before the chia oil enters the market. It relates to the nutrition purity and the stability of the oil. Number one is the seed sowing, growing, and harvest. And number two is everything that happens after the post-harvest process. And stewardship to the planet every step of the way is and has always been Benexia's priority. So it started with identifying, the founders of the company and the shareholders, which are the farmers, what's important. So when it came time to process and innovate, the technical director and team was tasked and was already specifically trained and passionate about doing the same. Everything was done to maximize this purity and ensure the nutrients in the seed are there from the growing and then stay there, which is the processing to yield that clean, pure final product. So that means ultimately growing in the right microclimate and using the no irrigation inputs, as we talked about the no water inputs from that side, aside from Mother Nature. And then it starts with ensuring the seed and seed quality are maintained throughout. And then after production, the oil is rigidly and regularly tested for each batch according to the regulatory requirements for stability and a variety of heat types and treatments, as well as storage conditions. And specific stability analysis is performed after testing as well.
In addition to the health and stability aspects, what are some of the other advantages to using chia oil in formulations?
Compared to other omega-3 oils, chia oil has a clean and nutty flavor with no bitter back notes, as can occur sometimes with flaxseed oil or olive oil, and it has no off or fishy flavors, as can happen with fish oil. In fact, chia oil has a light and appealing flavor that doesn't call for masking agents. And I love this. I've listened to organoleptic chemists talk about this and seen reports. It has a smooth and silky mouthfeel. You can add it to virtually any food without altering the flavor. It can readily be used in oil-based applications, such as blended fats and oils for cooking and frying, margarines and spreads, mayonnaise, dips, pestos, salad dressings, marinades, basically any formulation that calls for edible vegetable oils, really. And processors especially like to use it to balance the polyunsaturated fat and lipid profile of the finished products, like ice creams and other dairy products. So cheese and cheese spreads or milk powders, frozen or refrigerated yogurts, and the dessert category. I mean, if you think of chocolates and confectionery, it sort of seems like the sky is unlimited there, as well as bakery products and ready-to-eat items. Since a single teaspoon is an excellent source of plant omega-3, even small amounts of substitution or addition to a food product can positively impact the nutrient composition, especially in those better for you food and beverage categories. So this is like the message, small amount with big impact. It's a major factor, and it can be a favorite of health supplement makers as well. And there's even a water-soluble form of chia oil available for those applications.
So we had talked a little bit earlier about health benefits. Let's get right down to it. What are what are these health benefits that we get from chia?
Chia is interesting because, you know, it's sort of standout, especially when we're talking about chia oil, really is that plant-based omega-3 ALA. And so there's been a pretty deep body of literature on omega-3s in general, and ALA has a wealth of potential benefit, particularly in the area of cardiovascular health, so heart health, where it can help maintain the normal function of the heart, help lower the risk of coronary heart disease, arrhythmias, thrombosis, also been related to reducing levels of risk factors for cardiovascular disease, like cholesterol, like our LDL cholesterol, triglycerides or lipids in the blood, improving vascular endothelial function, and also relationship to lowering blood pressure. ALA has also been shown to be anti-inflammatory. So as we hear those words about anti-inflammatory diets or foods or compounds that are anti-inflammatory in nature, they have been sort of flagged as a risk factor of a host of chronic diseases. But in particular, when it comes to chia and ALA, the areas are cardiovascular health. Also, some research on pregnancy, increased maternal intake of ALA influences the content of omega-3 DHA in breast milk. So there's a conversion factor that goes on, inflammatory diseases, and also neuroprotection, having a positive impact on our nervous system.
Wow, that's great news as far as, for pregnancy, for fetuses and infants and their nerve development and nerve function. So jumping over, we touched on sustainability a little bit, and sustainability and fair trade, these are just big issues in ingredients these days. It's what I've coined social ingredients. How does chia fit into these parameters?
I think it goes without saying that any food innovation, any new product that comes onto the market has to have something, not a statement, it's got to be authentic, to some part being about sustainability and having transparency and really being able to tell their story. Benexia as a company was born by highly conscious, well-intentioned, ethical people who are still in charge of the company today, two decades and running later. Sustainability has been a key value and an inextricable part of the company's mission since the beginning. And Benexia will be, they're on the way to be a B Corp certified by the end of the year. They are vertically integrated. So 50% of their shareholders are chia farmers, which helps guarantee the fair pricing and technical support in their supply chain and full traceability. And the growing really happens by the farmers that are connected to Benexia. It's regenerative agriculture. Recently, I was at Expo West. Were you at Expo West this year, David?
Yeah.
So, that was like a talk about the word of the year. I mean, regenerative agriculture was the hot topic of tomorrow, today, tomorrow. And Benexia has been growing chia through regenerative agriculture since its origins. So they're not only the suppliers, the shareholders, but they are the producers and they're the innovators to bring that sort of pure chia oil to market. So they practice no-tilling, crop rotation, natural barrier preservation, and they only use rainwater. I mentioned this before, but this is like a point of like, wow, to me, only Mother Nature gives them water, zero water from human irrigation, so to speak, which I just think is incredible.
Amen. So you'd mentioned that the industrial process uses no water, no chemicals. What else can you, tell us about how the oil gets extracted and how the production of the oil goes?
Yeah, well, it's cold pressed, so it's sort of the cold pressed oil, and that's the extent of processing, so to speak. It produces no waste, and by that I mean the entire chia seed ends up being used. So the natural oil that comes out and is separated leaves the fiber and protein, and there's some of the oil still remains, and in the protein a little bit of the fiber, so it becomes sort of unique. But that fiber and the protein then become other clean ingredients that can enter into our processing and into food products. So while we extract, you know, and while we produce the oil, everything is saved, you know, nothing lands on the floor, and it all comes back, hopefully, to our tables in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, well, and tell us more about some of the fair trade aspects of their production of chia oil.
Yes, yes. Well, Benexia in particular ensures an ethical supply chain as fair pay, good working conditions, of course, no child labor. The priorities of the company are about respect and diversity and inclusion within the workforce, with strict anti-corruption standards. It's been approved for claims and distinctions with all the mandatory research and documentation as a EU certified novel food. It meets all the requirements for Japan, the government there for health claims. And very since strict. It's very strict. And being a Native American food, it doesn't require GRAS status. It's a food, in effect.
Okay, and I'm guessing from its makeup, it's also vegan certified, kosher, halal, all those certifications that.
Yes. Kosher, halal certified, naturally gluten free. It's got a number of. It's naturally non-GMO. Sort of stands up to all of those, and of course, it goes back to its roots, the regenerative agriculture, which is really ensuring that what comes up through the seed and into the plant and harvested for processing and then delivered to table and then into our bodies is the purest form possible.
Oh, that's great. So shortly before we go, supply chain issues have been a concern for processors these days. Are there any such issues with chia?
Yes, I hear you, but not at all for chia, thankfully. Crops have been abundant, sources are plentiful, so product makers can expect a great and continuous and ready supply of high quality of the pure chia and chia oil for the near future. Benexia has an extensive network of excellent distributors across the world. So for example, in North America, the US and Canada, there are distributors and warehouses in 5 locations to cover all corners and regions, along with the main point person for each customer and a whole team to assist with the technical support, formulation ideas, regulatory questions, assistance there, and to field questions, right down to the applications I was talking about and helping support the inclusion and marketing materials even once in the marketplace.
All right, well, that's great. We're running out of time, but I just want to, if you could, Dr. Bazilian, can you just summarize for our processors and developers out there just a finger count of the advantages to and the benefits to chia oil in processing?
Well, thanks, David, and thanks for having me on the podcast today. Well, you know, when we're thinking of this, one of the things, coming back to public health and nutrition, a single teaspoon of chia oil is an excellent source of omega-3s. So for those who are seeking to incorporate omega-3s into a food product or innovation with a clean profile and flavor, stable for any of the processes from high heat, like the UHT, frying, baking, right to any temperature, frankly, that's also sustainable, then chia oil is a great ingredient to pursue.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bazilian, for sharing such great information with us today. I want to thank you listeners for joining us in this special podcast, Chia Oil, Essential Little Seed, Big Potential in Nutritional Lipids. We had an in-depth look at a truly remarkable oil. It's an ancient solution to a number of modern problems. Just like the seed-to-market company philosophy that we mentioned before, Benexia's leadership works to support developers and processors and ensure that they get the best experience with the mighty little chia seed. So if you wish to get in touch directly, just email Benexia's experts at info@benexia.com. where you'll be directed to the appropriate regional contact to start your conversation. And be sure to check out more content of this nature at www.paredfoods.com. We look forward to having you join us at other podcasts and videos. Just look for us at our website. This is David Fetter, Executive Editor Technical for Prepared Foods. Till next time.